Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just
still fun.
I'm just checking. Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the Imposter Syndrome podcast. We've had a bit of an idea, a bit of a brainstorm. We're going to start this episode with a new little segment called Random Generate. What's it called? Basically, we're going to come up with... Oh, God, I've got to do that again, haven't I? Yeah, I know. I was like... sound like fucking Bojo.
You feel like a fake, an imposter, as if maybe you don't know what you're doing.
Keeping it old school.
Okay.
Yes, people, how are we doing? Welcome back to the Imposter Syndrome podcast. We thought we'd start this week off a bit differently by basically choosing a word off a random word generator. And if one of us says that word during this episode, then we're going to have to take a shot.
So Josh is filming his laptop screen currently because he's going to choose the word, and we didn't want you to think that we'd somehow faked it. So
even
Josh,
though it's going to come up with a random word that we're never going to say.
Yeah, this is true. Josh, whenever you're ready.
Oh,
that's a tasty one. Because that could definitely happen.
We can't say that word now.
Hi there, sorry. I'm just editing this episode now and I've realised that we really haven't made this very audio listener friendly. So for the audio listeners out there, all two of you, the word is look. That's L-O-O-K, look. So if we say that at any point in this episode, we're meant to take a shot. But from memory, we're not very good at remembering. So blame Josh. Right, okay. And what happens if we do say the word though? We're taking a shot? Is that what we said? Yeah, actually, hang on. I don't know who put this here, but I guess we'll take a shot of that if someone says the word. So everyone's going to have to keep their ears peeled because someone's going to end up saying
Josh is going to have to keep his ears peeled.
Yeah, that's up to you, Josh.
We'll just do it.
That's your job.
Ears and eyes.
Yeah, definitely. See, what we thought is
he involved in this? If he says the word, does he have to take one?
No.
Oh, I didn't know what you meant there. I thought we were just going to imagine like he didn't exist for a second.
Fuck him right off.
I thought you meant it, like, in general.
Got nothing to do with it.
No, yeah, if Josh says it, then...
If you say it.
Yeah, of course. Definitely.
And it's a good job he's driving home tonight.
see, we did think that like some episodes we might get a word that we won't ever
yeah,
say.
Yeah, like we tested to see if it worked and it said goat.
And climate. I saw the word climate.
Climate which, and know. Goat.
To be fair, in the last episode, you said goat twice.
Did we?
Goat Corey.
Oh. But we didn't say climate.
Oh, everyone who's watched that episode's going to be like, when the fuck did they say goat curry?
Yeah, because that bit was definitely cut as well.
Not for them reasons.
No.
We was watching a YouTube reasons? Video.
Fucking, where was you going with that? Oh, I know. Oh, you dirty bastard. Anyway, so there will be some weeks where we'll get a word like and or the, probably.
But this week we've got...
Look.
Take a shot.
Oh, no. We've not got shot glasses. We've got that. I'm not using that, mate. That has been sat in a box
What do you mean you've not had it in your dishwasher?
I bought this off of ASOS, I think. I don't know why. It cost like
£2.
What
do you mean you don't know why?
It's fucking grim.
It's great.
I was in my teenage fuckboy era and I thought this would be a cool thing to have.
What?
In my...
You what? You was in your what?
I thought this would be a cool thing to have in my bachelor pad. So I was wrong.
It was just that and dishwashers.
Yeah, it was just
this plates lined up across the side.
This has its own dishwasher. It's one of those ones you put on the countertop. I don't know what it says. Hang on, what camera is it? Can they see that? Is it in focus? Yeah? I have no idea what that... Is that even a language or is it just made up? I don't know if it's like... I don't know.
I feel like you're procrastinating, Tony. Take a shot.
It's like a German font. I feel like it's meant to be like an Oktoberfest thing. I don't know.
A Stein.
I'm not using that. What was that thing that you said? What's it called? Where you pour it in your beer?
Boilermaker.
That's the one. Not that I'm drinking beer. I've got coffee in my mug. But
that's not a shot.
I'm gonna pour it in my beer.
No, you're taking a shot. You can't pour it in your beer.
What about if I neck this?
You can't make a cocktail.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, God, I've got to neck this on camera as well.
We'll just...
Can anyone hear me? Can you... Oh, no.
You're dragging this out, aren't you, lad?
Leave me alone.
The suspense is killing me.
Oh, that's not well.
I hate
that's
whiskey. It.
It's not the nicest whiskey in the world.
What was we even saying?
I'm not sure. We were just sort of telling them what we were doing.
Oh, we're talking about the word that we can't say, which is...
No, I didn't say it. No. yeah, so I don't really know where to go from there because I'm sort of a bit warm now. So can...
Put hairs on your chest, it's still flood.
That will keep that there. Fuck it, it's fine. So yeah, last episode was a little bit of a... well... We haven't actually cut it yet, but we know it's probably a bit of a mess. It was a pilot.
Yeah. It's 12 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I guess you would. So would you say morning now? Would you? Is midnight in the morning? Would you say 12 o'clock in the morning is midnight?
It's a new day. It's 2 minutes past.
What? And I guess 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
2 minutes into the day. How old
I never
are
know
you?
Which one's which. Like, which one's
how
AM?
How long have you lived here?
Which one's AM? Lived here as if it's different in Manchester.
No, as in like on Earth.
Which one's AM? Which one's PM?
What?
I don't...
What? You don't know the difference between AM at PM at 25 years old.
Hang on, no, because a lot of clocks don't go to, 12 a.m.? A lot of them don't go to 12 a.m. They just go to 000, don't they?
Is 12 a.m.
But why does it... Well, it just says 0.
Because it's a fucking 24-hour...
Well, anyway, yeah, it's midnight. Booked in to get my haircut, and I was talking to Barbara earlier about the worst haircut I had, which was a couple of weeks ago. Guy absolutely butchered me, but I made up a lie to my barber
today.
I thought
you was cutting it yourself now.
I've been doing it myself when
I get
bored.
You gave yourself a mullet.
Yeah, I did do that. It looked all right. I think I've got quite good at it. I got really good at doing my beard in lockdown. I feel like I've got a new skill. The only problem is that as soon as I get past about here, fucked. Can't do the rest. Don't know how. And also, you know when like, you look in a mirror and every movement you do is like the other way? It just completely ruins my my brain. So basically, I went to a different barber a couple of weeks ago because I had a shoot and I was going to be on camera. So I thought I'm going to pay a little bit more, go to a different barber and get like proper nice haircut, treat myself. Anyway, worst haircut I've ever
proper
had.
Proper nice, proper barber.
Yeah. probably worst haircut I've ever had. The guy seemed lovely as well. I was a bit gutted actually because I really wanted to go back because he was so nice. And it was pretty awful when I got home. He did this thing where I said to him at one point, because I'm not really, you know, a lot of people go into barbers and they'll just sort of like, they'll be happy with the haircut that they get.
Me.
And they'll just, yeah, they'll just sort of like say, yeah, yeah, it's great, even if it's rubbish. I won't, and I don't know if that's a Southern thing, but at one point I said to him, I don't think that's a level, mate. Because I was looking at it and it was all like, doing all this, and he put his fingers on the side of my head, like up here and down there. And he went, no, look, it's fucking, that's in the middle of that. Yeah, just like went diagonal. I was like, oh yeah, no, okay. And then I caved, I guess, because it was too awkward to say anything. Anyway, so when I got home, I had to like fade one side up much further and trim the front as well. And again, I've gotten quite good at it because I've started doing it myself. So I was all right fixing it, but I was livid because I paid probably nearly triple the price for this haircut to what I usually pay. So anyway, not even £30.
What?
That's triple what I usually pay.
You paid £30 and got butchered.
Mm-hmm.
You paid £30 for a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Barber's near mine. Mm-hmm. It were a tenner. Like that.
Mine usually is a tenner.
Ooh. It was a tenner.
Right.
£13 now.
Sorry, inflation. What?
Inflation in Thatcher's Britain.
Fuck, that's the second time you've said that now in two episodes.
It's honestly, it's £13. £13. And you know what he does every single time? I go to the same guy every single time, and he always goes, high skin fade. I go, no, medium. He goes, okay. Gets the brush, and I've got a scar on my head here.
What's this? What the fuck? Sorry, what's this?
James, run.
Pull the cord.
Run.
Pull the cord.
Were you referencing this?
No.
No, there's a...
I remember this, but...
Hammond?
Yeah?
To stop the train, we pull the train.
Yeah?
but there's a fine of 1,000 rupees. That's about 13 quid.
13 pounds. I mean, I ain't got that sort of money.
I'm not paying 13 quid.
No.
Look, it's gone up to 13 quid. I'm not sure why, but I just think it's not great. And like I say,
it's not great.
I always go, we sit down. He asked me, high skin fade? I was going, no, medium. He goes, okay. I go,
do you not get a skin fade?
I go, yeah.
What? Do you not get a skin fade?
I said, yeah, medium skin fade.
Oh, sorry. Right, yeah.
Yeah, so I go, medium. He goes, yeah. And he always gets the comb. I've got a scar on my head right there that's raised.
Right.
And he always digs the comb into the same scar.
Where?
There.
Can I? Oh, yeah. Where's that from?
Yeah, I had a brick thrown at my head.
Right, okay.
And it was out of love. And yeah, he always digs this comb into it and he goes, sorry, like that to me. And I go, it's all right, it's just a scar. And then he'll like purposely try to avoid it whilst hitting it every single time. Another thing that he does as well is, right, so say this is like his brush. He'll be cutting the back of my hair with the clippers whilst his brushes or combs in his hand and digging it in. If
Wait,
you know what I mean.
What? So, what?
Like, so he'll be... Sit here. So we'll come in and he'll be like, nice day. And he'll put the
no,
drape
medium,
on me.
Medium skin fade,
he'll,
please.
He'll put the drape on me.
Medium skin fade.
And he'll be like, sorry. Yeah. And he always touches me as well. He always like he's like this with hair. Ooh, he finished right cutting my hair today and he went
quite nice.
Like that. Little stroke on the back. Like this.
Is my hair all right? You better be messing it up. Good.
Yeah. It's not getting better.
Yep.
And he not always thinning, goes like this, and he'll go, ooh. And then what he does is like you won't be able to see me now. I'll have to get down. And he'll go.
Doing?
Sit back up, don't be scared. And then be like, he'll be balls to the walls in my back.
Oh, fuck.
Any bit, come back.
Right.
Shh. It's okay.
Oh, no.
I'm here. And he'll be shaving the back, but then obviously, other hand full, you've got clippers or whatever on the head, and he'll be digging them in like this. You feel that pressure?
Oh, like on the top of the head.
Yeah, but it's like a comb, so it's like inserting into my fucking
right.
brain.
Like, oh, I just wear okay. I'm just wearing this now.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm there.
No,
in
I don't
pain.
Know what you mean. I've never been
but
to your barbers.
I just want
to
tough it. You know what I mean? Sometimes in life, you've just got to tough it. Mm. Like the other day, like me.
God, I felt like in there. Don't worry, I'll bleep it. I'll bleep it.
Like the other day, right? Me, the missus, birthday. Her mates went bowling. I said, acting like, you know, the cool guy I am, don't worry, pal. Keep the barriers down for me. You know what I mean? Boy, was that a mistake.
Oh, hang on. Are we moving on from hairdressers?
Yeah, I'm onto the bowling now.
Oh,
keep
hang
up.
On. Right, because I need to cycle back. I weren't done. Yeah. I'm just going to take this off because... I'm being told it's making a bit of noise. Go on, say that. Anyway, when I was at the barbers the other day, I because I'd been to a different barber, it's like that betrayal, right? Sorry.
You made more noise.
Yeah, I know.
Don't mind me.
It's that betrayal, isn't it? If you go to a different barber's, then you kind of come back with your tail between your legs to your original one. And
who's you?
Huh?
You're your original barber, aren't you, if you're cutting your own hair.
Yeah, true.
Look at yourself in the mirror. What have you
this
done,
this is a
then?
Thing. I know.
Where have you been?
I know. Where have you been all my life? I know how good I am. This is a problem. So,
what?
Anyway.
I've seen that mullet. I've
it
seen that
right.
mullet.
I think
I've
it looks
seen
right.
that mullet.
I think it looks good. Anyway. Well,
it wasn't faded.
It wasn't meant to be. I was going for the harsh line. It was the...
The harsh line?
I was going for the Andrew Schultz, you know.
Who?
Comedian with the no, it's fine. Who? Anyway, doesn't matter. So anyway, went back to my original barber, tail between my legs, and I thought it's very clear I've had a haircut and I haven't seen him in maybe nearly 4 weeks, let's say. So obviously someone else has cut my hair. So I came up with this elaborate lie, and he's never going to see this, right?
You're panicking.
Yeah, but came up with an elaborate lie that I was on a shoe and it's gotten bad. Actually, this leads on to something else as well. I was on a shoot and there was a hairdresser on shoot and I had to be on camera and I let them cut my hair on set and it was the worst haircut. So I basically made up a lie that I'd been forced into having my hair cut and that it wasn't a choice and that I'd been told I had to and it was free and it was like...
And I paid 30 quid for it.
Yeah, I didn't let them know that. but it's happened before when I've gone to them and I've kind of given up with this lie now. And I just tell them, like, if I've tried to cut it myself. Because what I'll often do is, like, you know, you'll go back, like, every 2 weeks, maybe, when your hair's a short loss.
I go about every 4 to 5 weeks.
See, I
just walk around. I'm walking around like this.
Feels good to get, like,
I know it's time to cut my hair.
It feels good, though, right? You feel good when you get a haircut, and it feels nice, and everything's fresh, and it's just nice, especially when the weather's like this. It's all cold on the sides, red, and it's lovely.
It takes too long. It winds me
up. Yeah, see, mine only takes about 20 minutes, and it was today.
It takes me about 40. It pisses me off. I mean, like I said before, we need something where they can just bop it on your head. What do you want, mate? Skin fade. All right, give us a minute. It clicks a button. Skin fade. What do you want? Oh, I'll have a quiff. Short back and sides.
A quiff?
No worries. Bang. Done it. Styled. It's all right. New invention. Dragon's Den. It's there.
Is this it?
Take it.
Is this it? The flow bit.
You know what I mean? Oh, what do you want, mate? I want to be bald. Here's a bit of heat.
Lockdown
self
haircut.
You know what I mean?
I just shaved my head in lockdown. Like, did what everyone else did because I sort of caved. Mine. I caved and I was like, I wonder what it's like. And then I kept it for like nearly probably 2 years. And my girlfriend keeps saying to me that she wants me to get it back, which is like, I'm like, okay. She's like,
your bald head.
She's like, when's bald Tony coming back? I'm like,
bald Tony.
Yeah.
He's down at the football, though. What's this?
This is the Flowbee, apparently.
It's not cutting his hair, though, is it?
It cuts your hair.
It looks like he's just hoovering it.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Ah, it's shite.
Has he got like razors in it or something?
Yeah. No, that's not what I'm talking about, is it?
What's it? Wait, what's that thumbnail there above the, above? No, right, yeah. Is that your dad?
I don't know, my dad.
There, it could be then. Is that George Clooney using it? Is that George Clooney? It is, isn't it? Yeah. Is that real? Because there's a few different shots of him using it.
The man.
There's a few different shots of him using the Flowbee.
George Clooney
claims he
cuts his own hair with a
Flowbee. See? There you go. Yeah, but so, I mean... The lies have kind of got to the point with my barber now where I just admit to them that I've tried to cut it myself because, it'll be in like maybe 4 weeks and they'll be like, you haven't been back, but your head, it's like it's been cut, but someone's done it with a knife and fork. And I'll be like, yeah, I give it a go. And I can usually just get away with it. And it's when I push it too far and I fuck it up. And then I'm like, right, I've got to go to the barbers. And I'll go in and they'll look at me like, what the fuck have you done this time? And I haven't done it, to be fair. I've stopped doing it now because I'm like, I can't be arsed to just cause myself too much stress with it. So stop doing it. Or I'm trying to stop doing it. I'll probably end up trying to do it again at some point. But what I used to tell them was that my friend was training to be a barber and I was letting him do my hair. And it was actually me. And I used to tell them that. And I think that they knew that I was lying as well as the worst part. I'm pretty sure they knew that I was completely lying to them.
Obviously, we're in the new year now. And we've got a bit of a group chat with me, Tony, and a couple of the guys. And we had this like topic of discussion about, obviously, 75 hard. So how is your 75-ish soft going?
75-ish soft.
You're drinking a beer.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, in the true nature of this being an alpha male podcast, obviously, as it is, we've got to talk about it.
With our legs crossed.
Gym shit. Yeah, both like this.
This is the definition of a man. I
mean, we are alpha males. no, so I said from the start I wasn't gonna do it by like the rules. I wanted to do my own
version. So it's not 75 hard.
No, it's not. But I was like, I'm not going to set an unrealistic expectation.
It wind me
myself
up that if you did it and it was like eat crisps and drink beer and you
to be fair, that is all I've done today. Yes, Josh.
Explain what it is.
What, 75 hard? Do you not? No. To be fair,
I can tell just by looking at you.
A couple of my mates when I've
mentioned it. You're not a definition of a man like me and Tony. Listen, it's fucking. Yeah. It's there's loads of, pull the thing up for it, because there's loads of points.
Yeah, there's a few different rules. This is the thing, when people have asked me what it is, like, because more people, I think it's a bit of an American thing. A lot of people don't know what it is, like that I've mentioned it to. What the fuck?
It's
this isn't like a scammer.
This isn't it, is it? No, this isn't it.
This ain't the one.
Just put rules.
This ain't the one.
Just put 75 hard rules.
This ain't the one, Josh.
Rather than getting on a fucking porn site.
Porn site.
It's like you've got to drink like a gallon of water a day.
Mm.
You've got to do two exercises, one indoors, one outdoors.
Is that a stipulation? One indoors, one outdoors?
No, that's how it is.
Is it? It's 2 45-minute workouts, isn't it, as well? I think.
Yeah,
is what it says.
One has to be outdoors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. But you can do two outdoors, no?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
okay, so you could do two.
You've got to follow your diet, no alcohol, cheat meals, drink a gallon of water a day.
Read 10 pages of a book.
Yeah, 10 pages of a book, 2 daily workouts, 1 outside.
Oh, and take a progress pic.
And take a progress picture every day.
Yeah.
How's that going?
So the rules that I set myself, were that...
I'm going to schmuck fags, eat crisps, watch Benny Dom.
Look, I didn't want to. I've got a lot of like social events coming up as well.
Sorry, Mr. Pop.
Man about town.
Tony. I should have a plus one on there. Russell Hobbs. My best friend. My best friend, Russell.
It's
all right. He's warm to touch.
I've got a busy. What the fuck?
He's warm to touch.
I've got a busy month coming up, and I wanted to be able to enjoy it, I guess, and be able to have a drink. And there was no part of me that was like, I'm going to make myself miserable for this. So I'm just going to set my own realistic goals for myself and call it 75 soft or 75 hardish, which I'm pretty sure is a thing that other people do, like 75 soft.
Yeah, 75.
It's a thing, but I think I'm not even really doing 75 soft. Like, I'm still having a beer and stuff. I'm just eating healthier. I'm drinking more water, and I'm making sure I exercise at least once a day for an hour.
Anyway, mate.
And I'm trying. Oh, and the reading 10 pages of a book. Molly was taking the piss out of me the other day because she said she looked where my bookmark was, and I started on the 3rd of January. It's now technically the 18th. I read 7 pages of my book. I did it one night.
It's the 19th.
Is it the 19th? I read 7 pages of my book and started to fall asleep, so I put it down. And I haven't picked it back up. And it's, ironically, it's Atomic Habits, that book that tells you how to create really good habits.
He's bullshitting. It's Captain Underpants.
But that was a great fucking book, by the way.
Do you remember that fucking, what's that?
That was always the one that went first as well, when like you get to choose a book. You know what I mean?
Well, they made that other one with Caveman. But what were those OG Donnies? The fucking Ding Dong and Kipper or whatever they were called. Biff.
Oh, what, on the boat?
Yeah.
Are you on about the boat? On the boat?
Were they on a boat?
Hang on.
Not a fish, it's a dog.
No, what am I on about? Oh, what about Rosie and Jim? That's not a book.
Rosie and Jim. Are they siblings? Are they doing the thing?
Chris?
Yeah, them.
Kipper.
Floppy did what?
Never got along with them. I used to hate that Donnie who worked in the zoo as well.
Oh, I know. The kid with the blonde hair used to freak me out, so I never used to pick this book up.
Why did it freak you out?
His face is fucking scary,
mate. Looks like my mate, Chris.
The eyes are like pinholes, look.
You not think?
Look at the eyes, man.
Looks like Chris.
The eyes are fucking freaky.
Oh, are we buying it?
Let's not buy it.
Why are they freaky? All the eyes are the same.
How much is it? £9.20. £9.20 for a paperback of Biff, Chip and Kipper.
Did you ever read these?
Cows in Action.
No.
These were meant, these.
No, but do I recognise that? I can't.
I didn't.
These cows would have thought a file, and then when the sun went down, they were.
I feel like I've seen it.
Yeah, I recognise the cover.
It's just like a shite show on the sheep.
World War Moo.
Yeah.
World War Moo.
The Victorian Moo.
Yeah, but did they like. Right, this is going to sound like a silly question. Did they have pictures, or was it just words? Because if I saw the cover of this as a kid, I'd hope it had pictures.
I love watching those TikToks.
I think it was like little sketches like that.
What's happened there in that one?
I love watching those TikToks of like, do you know, proper like nostalgic shit.
What, like nostalgic?
Do you not watch the YouTube videos when it just brings up like It's like if you go on YouTube and type in like early 2000s nostalgia, and it like shows you like loads of shit that you don't, oh. Do you know, like that's in like your subconsciousness.
Where like it's, but it's like the sound of like just the outdoors and that, and then it's got like pictures of trees.
No.
We're on a different thing like, completely.
You'll see what I mean. No, just put school.
Turn it down a bit, Josh.
Put school compilation.
This is 37 minutes long.
Fuck that.
Oh my God. No, I'm sure the one that I'm thinking of is like the compilations where it's like things that will make right, you remember your youth.
Like this. This one here.
Go on.
Right, that second one in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, oh no, used to be a madness, God. Them parachutes.
I used to love them. Oh, those things were fun. Oh, wait, yeah, they were cool. Oh, that was a really short one. Oh, do you remember them? Do you remember them bands?
Oh, it was outrageous. Shag bands.
Yes. Oh, my God. Right, so it wasn't just fucking my... And they were like different shapes and people wear them and apparently the different colours represented different things.
Yeah, right.
That you dumb.
Pull up the fucking meaning of shag bands.
Yeah, because wasn't
and
like...
the colours... Let's get to the bottom of this.
Sorry, Josh is just making a playlist of all the YouTube shorts that we're looking at because we aren't currently recording the laptop screen. So he's going to have to go back and find these after the fact. But
yeah, just
Josh is great and he's going to do that for us.
Put the meanings, like put colour meanings. Oh my,
yeah, no, right, because like green meant like blowjob. I don't know. I'm not saying it did, but that was the thing.
Whoa.
I had so many green ones.
All right. Here we go.
Black. Forgiving blood.
Right, let's start at the bottom.
Okay.
Start as we mean to.
Oh,
go
of
on.
Course, yeah. Because as they got, well, as orange. as the colours got like, I don't know, harsher. As in, like,
I don't think so.
No?
Because the bottom's orange and then the middle one's clear.
Okay, so I mean,
starting with orange.
Yeah, go on.
Petting.
Actually, hang on, wait. I've only seen that first one. That's orange. So I want to guess what they are.
Right. Okay. Right.
So we know that orange is petting. What's the next colour?
Indigo.
Indigo?
Yeah.
What's on from Holding Hands?
I feel like it's jumped. It
what,
has
from
jumped.
Petting?
Hang from on, petting. I wanna,
this camera needs to see me still. From petting to... So it's not Holding Hands?
No. Yeah, no way.
Hand job?
And with blowjob.
Hand job with blowjob?
That's Indigo.
Fucking hell.
Next.
That's like just a deluxe blowjob. That should be above blowjob.
You've got glitter.
There was a glitter one.
Yeah.
I never saw those. These were only a thing when I was in like year 7. When were they about? How old are you again?
It would have been year 6.
Fuck off. And they were in your school?
Yeah.
They were in primary school?
Yeah.
That's fucked. What?
Yeah, but no one knew what they were.
That's mental.
They just used to sell them at the corner shop.
Yeah, but Josh, you're like, what, 21?
No, 20.
Fuck, man.
Glitter, come on.
Right, so what? And it's up from hand job plus blow job.
Nah.
It's down.
It's adult. It
kissing? Is it some
no,
kind of kissing?
No, it's not. It's glitter. It's like, it's not anything, but it's like an option. So it's girl chooses.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, next colour.
Glow in the dark. Fucking hell. This has gone up a bit.
What is it?
Jesus. Right, never. Go on.
It's something mental.
I wouldn't say mental, like it's hardly crazy, but glow in the dark. I bet they come in glow in the dark as well.
Wait, where were these?
Is it a dildo thing?
Sex toys, yeah.
Oh, okay, I was close.
Green.
I did say green was blowjob earlier, so I'm going to stick with that.
No.
No? I still can't see it.
I guess it'd be like the reverse. No, it wouldn't.
I'm trying to block it like this.
Green fingering.
Oh, fuck's sake. Right, okay, what's the next colour?
Clear. In it.
Right,
so
oh, hang on.
Not...
I saw that one's Snapper Chooses. I
yeah,
saw that.
So
that's the only one I saw.
Snap them, don't you, off people's.
Oh, you do.
And then that's the fucking thing.
Is it the thing that you wear them and then when you've done the thing, someone snaps it off you?
No.
Yeah?
Think, is it?
Surely.
Oh.
Surely, so like when you. So. Someone gives you hand job plus blow job, and then you, what's that one?
No, I think, doesn't someone snap it off you and then you have to perform the act?
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. All right, purple.
You're crying and getting emotional with this. You okay?
Just yawned and it took it out of me.
What's next? Purple.
Yeah,
it's got to be something cock related.
I'm welling up at the thought of my teacher snapping my fucking band on my wrist.
Snapping you up?
The band on my wrist. Not again.
Oh fuck! I don't know.
It's shit. It's kissing.
Oh, how
yellow.
Is that there?
Yellow's a big.
I thought
hug.
These were going up and up and
pink,
up.
Pink is flash. Blue is blowjob. Black.
I swear there was a brown before black.
Sex.
I saw that.
But it's not fucking Judo.
There was
mate.
A brown one, weren't there? I swear I saw. Oh, mate, I'm so dyslexic.
Shag band. A shag band is a bracelet made of a rubbery plastic, usually worn by
grungers.
Grungers. Grungers and punks. If you snap someone's band, you need to do whatever the colour accords to.
If you snap someone's band,
I've got to do it to you. So if you add.
So if you come up to me.
If you add an indigo.
If I had an indigo band on and you snapped it, you've got to perform that on me, apparently. So that's like I want to give you handjob plus blowjob, and then you snap it.
Wild ride.
That's
for these grungers and punk rockers.
Fuck, that's just like unlocked it. I thought that shag bands were the ones that were different shapes, like in that video.
No, they were like the little animal bracelets, weren't they?
Yeah, and everyone would have like different ones and you collect them. Did you ever have the craze in your school where they were selling mini lightsabers in boxes of cereal?
It wasn't a craze in the school, but I know
there was like mini lightsabers in boxes of cereal, and they had a little they had a little puzzle in where it had a ball and it would like drop down and stuff. But there was a thing, they got banned from my school because people were bringing them in and we were having lightsaber fights. Keep in mind, these things were this big.
Yeah.
And we were in the playground, but we were pretending that they were proper lightsabers.
It just used to be like playing cards.
What?
Like playing cards, like Doctor Who cards, like
what were banned or that you'd taken to school, you mean?
What yeah, like that's what we do. We didn't have mini lightsaber fights. Everyone had like collect like Doctor Who cards, like match attacks.
Mad.
You know what I mean? And then they went through a phase of these. Don't know how to describe what they are. They're like that rubber, like stretchy, like worm type things.
Yeah.
And you fucking whack someone with it.
Yeah.
They had them in high school, but they got banned.
Yeah. A lot of shit got banned in school. Snowball fights got banned in my school.
Fucking they got banned boring. In my school. What?
People put rocks in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This imposter's obviously very clever.
Well, finish Come Down with Me now.
You finished
all of it?
All of it.
Yeah.
When did you start?
A couple of months ago.
What, and you've watched every episode?
Yeah, I watched Percy Jackson on a Wednesday. What?
Oh, may as well just start it there, okay. So we've just realised that for the entire like first half an hour, we haven't been listening out for the word look. This was a new segment and we've completely neglected it. So just to, I don't know, make up for that, we're both going to do a shot because it seems only fair.
We're both going to do a pint.
A mega pint. Right, have you got anything in there?
No. What was the word?
Look.
Double
it's not even
fair.
I'm not even doing it on purpose. Right.
Alright.
Well, if I've got to do two.
How does that work? We're not in this together. Wow, that's strong, isn't it?
Yeah, you're going to have to speak while I pour this.
What do you want me to say?
Whatever. Fill the space. I'll fuck this beer in this, though.
I'll give it a bit of nose.
Right, that's one. Two. There you go. It's all in there.
Oh, I'm going to vom after this. I can't do shots. Is that half my cup?
Sounds so much better than your accent when you do that. It's like half me cup. Fucking hell. Right. Cheers. Cheers, Josh.
Oh, that is rancid.
It's easier the second time round. I haven't even probably said it. I've just been caught out twice by you, you prick.
Oh, that is not wild.
Oh, see, I quite like whiskey, but that's not the nicest whiskey. Oh.
temp as well.
Yeah, that's all right though. No, it's a, maybe not for shotting, actually. No, yeah. Put it in the freezer. Go down and treat. It's very warm. No, it's good in this weather, you know. Have you ever had a hot toddy? Do you know what a hot toddy is?
I feel like that should be on one of those shag bands.
it's a good thing to have when you have a cold. It's just whiskey, lemon juice, honey, and a stick of cinnamon. I'm saying to Molly the other day, don't know who has a stick of cinnamon. She made one for her mum because she had a cold. Don't know who's got a stick of cinnamon lying around.
Me.
But
always got one in the back pocket.
She had a workaround.
You never know when you need to make a hot toddy.
She used Jack Daniel's Fire, which is basically their version of Fireball, which is just cinnamon whiskey. And yeah.
So other brands are available. Man.
That is like, woo! Have you got any beer left in your can?
No.
He's starting to wash that down. Oh my God, no. I'm going to be on the floor, mate. I've this got to get hot, up in the morning.
This is a hot roddy. What, is it a film?
No, it's, so you know, there are the Reacher films, Jack Reacher films with Tom Cruise in it.
I just don't do films, mate.
No, but okay, so that's a series.
I told you, mate, it's come down with me and Percy Jackson on a Wednesday. Right,
fair enough. But your new
I don't know why you try to disrupt me, flow.
Your new thing could be Reacher. I've got a thing here. Right? So the films came out. There's two films. Is there two? I think there's two. They came out.
Are you asking?
Yeah, there's Jack Reacher.
Split
then
personality.
There's,
is there two? Yeah, there's two.
Right. Ooh, fuck. There's Jack Reacher, then there's Jack Reacher Never Back Down or something it's called. So yeah, they're the two films. Tom Cruise plays Jack Reacher. Yeah. Okay, so when he got cast as Jack Reacher, people were, that like the it's based on a book series. People that were fans of the book series, including my mum, who loves the book series and reads all of them, was a little bit like, what the fuck? Jack Reacher in the books is 6'5", built like a brick shithouse, blonde, I think. I'm not too sure. I haven't read it myself. But anyway, the complete opposite of Tom Cruise, who is like barely touching 6 foot. I don't know what he is. Like
5'7".
What, Tom Cruise is?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I didn't think he was that short.
Is that just common knowledge?
It's just my knowledge.
Have you not even Googled that? Do you just know that?
I'm quite certain.
He can't be 5'7", mate. That's, no. There's no way. He's got
5'6".
You don't really? I did not think he'd be that short.
Yeah, he's actually just a bit shy of 5'6". He's 5.57.
Do you know he has a lot of things? I don't know if it's in his contracts, or whatever. But films with him in, if you watch them and pay attention, a lot of them are low angle shots to make him look taller. And in some shots, he even stands on a box.
Mission Impossible.
To make him, yeah,
reaching top shelf at Asda.
In shots where you can't see his feet, he stood on a box. I think is like a known thing now. I don't know if how true it is. I'm just saying, allegedly.
Shit.
Anyway, so he plays Jack Reacher in the films, right? Keep in mind, so Jack Reacher is meant to be like 6'5", whatever, built like a brick shithouse, right? Wouldn't be able to fucking you bounce off him. So the guy that plays him is Alan
Titchmarsh.
No, it's close. It's not Alan Rickman, because that's fucking Severus Snape, isn't it?
It's Alan Carr, isn't it?
Can you just search it, Josh? It's Alan Richman or something his name is. It's really close.
I'm not going to watch it.
No, but it's just interesting. No, not Alan Rickman. No, that's Severus Snape.
What movie is it?
Just type in Reacher cast. Alan Richson. Sorry, that's his name. Yeah. Anyway, he's fucking 6'5" and built like a barn door. And he goes around for the whole series. Like each series, like 8 episodes or something. There's 2 of them. Just goes around the whole time. He's smart as fuck, right? Knows like everyone's next move.
Like algebra and that.
Yeah, yeah. He's ex-army. He's fucking, well, mate, everything. Like he's book smart. Yeah. He's like, he just knows shit, right? And then.
Like what?
He just reads body language really good and all that. He knows like psychology and stuff.
No, he knows psychology. He's the mad bastard. Darren Brown. Who's it? Imagine him at a party.
But he's based his job off that. I'm saying Jack Reacher's a character.
Get Darren Brown doing it.
What, being Jack Reacher?
Yeah.
So I've literally...
He's a mad bastard.
I've bought...
Him and Brian Cox, never understood him.
I bought a jacket recently because Jack Reacher wears them a lot in the series.
Because that's really not cool. Sad.
And I was walking down Market Street the other day, right?
Where?
And I had my Jack Reacher jacket on.
Which one?
Market Street.
Which?
Well, Market Street.
Everywhere's got a Market Street.
Right, okay. Well, Market Street, just ambiguous. Anyway, walking down it and got my Jack Reacher jacket on. I'm just feeling good. I'm like, I'm liking it. It's actually my other Jack Reacher jacket I've bought too. So the second one I bought was based on series 2. Anyway, so I'm feeling good. I walked past, there's like some policemen.
You've got me gripped.
Good. There's some policemen. Some of the girls, she's got her phone out and she's filming what looks like people on the other side of the road. And then I just hear the policemen as I walk past go like, right, yeah, take the picture now. But like, as I walk past, I'm like, am I the criminal? Like, am I in the wrong? I didn't know what was happening, obviously. And I looked over, it was like some people causing a bit of, there was hoodlums on the other side, causing a bit of mayhem.
So, you know what's pissed me off this week? Well, it's pissed me off in general, to be fair. And it's happened today, because you've said it about Josh with the wine. And you've said it to me about don't spill anything on the couch. Said to Josh, don't spill it.
I like nice things.
Yeah, I know. I get that. But
it, only because also
it,
you've
it like, annoys me.
Not really like been here before.
I know, but
just making sure it's all nice.
It annoys me because people say that and they go in, don't spill that red wine, Josh. Like that was his fucking plan. He thought, I'm going to go upstairs, I'm going to open it and I'm going to spill it. Of course, he's not going to spill it.
I know. I know.
Don't spill it.
I don't assume also that that is his plan. But it's that thing in my head for some reason.
Don't crash that car. Oh, that's my night ruined.
No, and I completely agree because my mum might say something to me like, oh, drive safe. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to drive like a dickhead. Like, you know, I completely agree, right? Maybe it's something that's been instilled in me. But
like dishwashers.
Yeah, exactly. No, so I agree with you. Yeah. It's a completely meaningless thing to say. I don't know why I say it, but for some reason I feel like if I do say it, it brings me a bit of comfort that I've said it.
Don't spill it.
Because I feel like if I didn't say it and then he did spill it, I'd be like, should have told him not to spill it.
So, oh, if you told him, it would have changed it.
Yeah, well, exactly. And it wouldn't have ever changed the outcome. I'm completely aware of that. I think it's just one of those stupid things that we do as humans, mate. It's part of the human condition. Anyway, let's move on to Josh's question of the week, shall we? Because Josh has given us a question every week, if you don't know. We don't know what it is. It could be anything. It's Josh's question of the week.
I wonder if we've said the word. We've not been looking for the word again. Yeah, I haven't paid
attention since we started. We need to get better at this. Can we use AI to detect the word?
Get a transcript.
Like in real time?
Get a transcript on the...
I'm just using AI for everything now. Anyway.
Whilst you're editing it, everyone's got the word. You have to make a tally.
Yeah, you'll have to put a tally on it every time we've said it.
Yeah.
8 shots each.
We can't have said it that many times.
And he'll have to what?
Look, right. I've just said it.
He said it, and I'm pretty sure you just said it.
I didn't.
You did.
Oh.
You said you'll have to go through it and at it, and every time he says
it. I've just said it. Because I actually said it, saying the phrase that I was going to say, Kian says a lot, which is where he goes, right? Like it's a northern saying.
I think he does say that. I think he said it a few times.
That's what I mean. And is it because it's a northern saying? So I was going to say like, oh, Kian's going to say, right? And I actually just said it.
Say what?
What?
No, nothing. I've already said it once. I'll do it at the end. I'm not doing it now. I'll do it at the end. Josh, what's your question of the week? Well, we need a jingle. It's Josh's question of the week. No, okay, right. Can you sample that? Go on, Josh. What's your question of the week?
This question relates to the first episode.
Okay.
And it's, if you're on Come Down With Me, what would your three meals be?
So we're talking starter,
main,
dessert. Do you want to come up with one together or one each?
It's got to be one each, surely, and compare.
One each.
And I'll rate them.
We can choose who's wins out of, so like starter wins, main wins, dessert wins,
right.
The two of us, and we can collaborate. I'm gonna need some time to think about this though. It needs to be something that's easy, but effective.
Nothing gets past you. Nothing gets over this man's head.
Do we need to think of entertainment as well?
It wasn't in the question.
No.
Just do food.
I'm just making it harder for myself. Oh God.
Oh, is it? It's a tough question when you're on the spot.
Yeah, it's really tough.
You see, where they go wrong, being a come down with me watcher, where they go wrong is when they try and overdo it.
Mm.
That's the situation.
Yeah.
They'll be like, right, I'm going to do this starter, and they'll do like three or four starters in one, and you'll have meatballs, and you'll have this and that. And it'd be like...
Yeah, they'll do like an antipasti platter.
Yeah, tapas. Tapas.
Could you say that you're a come down with me guru?
He has watched every single episode at 3 a.m.
Watched every single episode and can't remember the theme.
No, so what I would there's boom, 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 boom. It's like it's that, isn't it? That's what it does.
I can't remember.
That's what we couldn't do last episode. Anyway, right. are we going off of like realistically things that we can actually cook?
Yeah, I'm saying
so. Tomorrow. Not in a world where I can cook a
yeah, but you can cook anything
tomorrow.
No, get a phone call, but saying you know that you can cook, right? Okay.
What are you going to make?
So my starter, it's something that we had at Christmas in my house. It's a very Tory answer, but it's a version of a prawn cocktail. But it's a lobster pot. So it's just a prawn cocktail, but lobster instead of prawn.
Shite.
However, it's less of a cocktail / salad, which I guess prawn cocktail was classed as, which it is. And it's more of something you can spread on a crispy bit of toast or so a biscuit or a cracker.
It's more of a pate.
It was was that David Brenty?
Yeah, because prawn cocktail, which is a bit of a salad, which it is.
So it's a pate.
No. It's like chunks of lobster in almost like a Marie Rose sauce, which is just like a nice mayo type thing. Chunks of lobster and crayfish it has in it as well to kind of beef up the meat, let's say.
And you've made this before?
No, we bought it before, but it'd be easy to make. And I know I could make it if I could afford the lobster. So that would be my starter because I think it would impress. It would be like a prawn cocktail deluxe, let's say. You can spread it on whatever you like, baby.
Are you making your own bread?
No, I'm going to buy the bread.
Dock him.
But I didn't say bread necessarily. So you can spread it on whatever you like.
No, what are you spreading it on?
I was going to get, so especially like at Christmas, we had these nice crackers that had little bits of fruit and nuts in them. And I'd get some of those. Yeah, it was Tory as fuck, but I'd get some of those. They're really nice. I don't care.
Who is an imposter?
So my main, it's a toss up. I'd maybe go for like a little beef welly.
You can cook a beef Wellington.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking when I was saying earlier about, is it things we can cook? I'm thinking about the Gordon Ramsay video that's really famous of him doing the beef Wellington.
Oh, it's not going to be as good as his, is it? But, I mean,
yeah,
slapping his meat around for a while.
Have you ever cooked a beef Wellington?
No.
But then, no, you can't, because you can't say that you can cook it.
It doesn't matter. That's why they go to shit. It's the old point of come down with me, Tony. You're missing the point. Don't fuck with a man who spent his past 3 to 6 months watching every single episode back to back.
Well, I'm going to cook like this.
Except from Wednesdays when I watch Percy Jackson.
I'm going to cook some Michelin staffing then.
You're not logically thinking, this is what I would make. If it fucks up on the night, I'll grit my teeth and bear it and hope my entertainment brings it back.
What's your entertainment?
Oh, it's not part of the question.
I fucking love rhubarb. It had gin in it. Have you guys seen that video? It had gin in it.
It had gin in it.
That sounds great. It was good, yeah. Actually sounds really nice. No one's ever seen that video when I reference it.
No.
The I fucking love rhubarb. Have you ever seen that? Yeah. Jamie, pull it up.
Give us a minute. Why do you keep calling him Jamie?
Because Joe Rogan's guy's called Jamie. I fucking love rhubarb. Perfect. That's it. Yeah, that's top one. That's it.
No wonder we're stuck in fucking traffic. Because fucking Morrison's in his heart to have a fucking day out. Look at that. One van. Two fucking van. Three van. Four van. Five van. Honk. Slow down, Darren.
Slow down, Darren. Who is it? You're in giggling.
He says it. Plunk, if you like rhubarb. I fucking love rhubarb!
No one ever what I'm referencing when I say I fucking love rhubarb. It wasn't actually that funny watching that time. I'm not gonna lie. I think you're right. It's not that funny. How much pate do you have to eat to get drunk?
It's like saying that about like those chocolate liqueurs.
But pate isn't like the part. Once you add the alcohol, by the looks of it, you just add that into the blending process at the end. The alcohol doesn't get cooked at any point. So there is a measurement of pate that you could eat, surely. Can you Google how much pate do I need to eat to get pissed?
Sticky toffee pudding, mate.
Fair enough. Oh, I would go cheesecake. Cheesecake and vanilla ice cream.
Not cheesecake.
Yeah. Never made it before. Really want to try and make it. Think I'd be good at it.
What type? Baked?
Just
normal?
Standard. A lemon cheesecake. Yeah, with vanilla ice cream.
With me beef welly.
You're making the ice cream.
With me beef welly.
I don't think I could make it better than what it comes in the tub, so no.
I'd have the multicoloured carrots.
I think they're a waste of time, then.
I'd have some crisped roast potato on the side. Not too much, though, because obviously it's a dense...
Is this with the beef welly?
With the welly, yeah.
Right, okay.
And then, see, someone like Tony would put a gravy on it.
Yeah.
Because...
Someone like... What the fuck does that mean?
Uneducated. But what I'd do is a nice jus.
Red wine jus?
Yeah.
I've heard that a lot on MasterChef, but I've never actually seen one in real life. I don't even know what it is. What, is it just condensed red wine? Never seen one in real life.
It's not a Pokemon.
Jou.
J-O-O.
Oh, there you go. Red wine juice. Is red wine juice? Juice. Maybe that's what it means. Red wine juice.
Fancy word for a clear gravy or sauce.
No, there's a difference. There is a difference.
No, you said people like Tony would have a gravy, but I'm going to have a red wine jus.
But what's it say, Josh?
Like gravy, jus starts with the drippings and cooked meat. Unlike gravy, however, it is not thickened with flour. Instead, the liquid is reduced until it reaches the desired consistency, which is usually thinner than gravy.
But it's still a sauce. It's still a liquid.
All I can say is snap my shag band and suck on that dickhead. Because I'm right.
You're saying you basically want to like, that's the equivalent of pouring like your pint over your beef Wellington at that point. It's just...
Yeah, because when you have a beef welly, you do normally have a pint of red wine with it.
No, it's just, you're just pouring alcohol over.
Tony, look. I just said the word.
You do.
Did you? Well, we both got to do one now. I didn't even hear that. You shouldn't have even pointed out.
No.
Well, we both got to do one now at the end of the episode. That's nice. Fine. I mean, we can probably call it here.
Patty's going to be on a tiger bread, by the way.
Right, we're just calling it there then? Or what?
I need to rate you. Come on.
Right, okay. Go on.
Someone swap with me.
Go on. No, just sit in the middle.
Oh, just sit in the middle.
Just, yeah, go on, squeeze between. No, come on. Kian. No, oh, come on. Right, okay.
Right.
Oh, it looks like, it looks like because they're always sat in the corner of the taxi. Do you know
where
they're
in the taxi? We need to fucking green screen you into a taxi. We need cards for you with numbers on. Fuck's sake. Anyway, do you reckon we can get that? And let's just hold it behind his head.
What are you going to edit on it?
Fucking hell, your mug's it around.
What are you going to edit on it?
Yeah, the background of the taxi.
The fake taxi. It looks like that.
It actually looks alright. Hang on.
It was some kind of lobster, wasn't it? Lobster mine
was
like
a lobster pot that you can spread on a nice fruity nutty cracker.
I'm a big fan of that, to be fair.
The main was a mushroom and bacon risotto.
Yeah,
fan of that. And my dessert was a lemon cheesecake with vanilla ice cream.
Yeah. See, that all appeals to me, that's nice. I'm going to give that an 8. Solid 8.
You haven't even had the entertainment yet.
Yeah, that's not a part of the question. I don't give a fuck about that.
Catherine wheel, me strapped to it, covered in... what have we covered?
Oh. Down to a 6 here.
I'll take the 8.
And you add, what was your starter?
pate, yeah. Bread.
Can you make your own pate?
Yeah.
I don't believe you can at all.
No, I don't either.
I don't believe you can make your own pate.
Are you making the tiger bread or are you buying it?
I'm making
it. How'd you make it tigery?
Yeah, how'd you make tigery, Kian?
Right. Beef Wellington. I would like a beef Wellington.
I'd love to try it.
You said you never made one before.
Yeah.
Never made any of it.
Sticky toffee pudding with ice
cream. Sticky toffee pudding with homemade ice cream. Now,
it's got to be an eight though, Kian. This is what I mean. Yours has got to be an eight here.
I think if that was done well, that would probably beat the eight. That would probably be a
you
nine.
Think?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck right, off.
But, thank you but, for watching.
No, 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 no. There's absolutely no. Get your fucking move out of the way. Get out of the way. There's absolutely no way. No. Because you haven't finished.
But,
finished, Josh.
I have no faith Kian would do any of that very well.
Okay.
So.
You know I can cut though, don't you?
6.5.
You're going for a six or even a seven?
No.
Six? Yes.
I think you've been too ambitious.
Oh my God.
Josh, this is why you're not on this fucking... Get out.
Kian's decided to kick.
Grab that.
Right.
6 months of my life.
And on that note, let's not say that this took 6 months planning because it's been a shambles.
Move that taxi.
It's been a bloody... Get that taxi out of this small room.
You can't note, park that there, mate.
On that note, I think we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for watching. I hope you enjoyed our come dine with me meals at the end there. That was a little bit hectic. Hopefully it'll cut together nicely. But yeah, apart from that, I'm Tony. That's Kian. Josh is behind the camera. We still don't really know how to sign this off. But that'll do.
Turning yeah. his mic off.
Cheers.
Alright.
'Nearly forgot. I can't fucking do this with this bottle in my hand. That looks so scroty. But we nearly forgot again. We're not gonna.
Cheers again, cheers. Just to make sure.
Just for saying the word. No.
You got to utter your talk.
Cool. Good. Tired,
aren't we? Yeah. This is
definitely, don't worry, let's do like 10 more minutes and then I think we're good. Right?
Mm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
What?
You can pick it up a bit. Energy.
Me, clap. Alright. Are you alright?
Oh no, it's actually
one of them's
not
recording. Oh, what? Where's
your mic gone?
Maybe like a pate.
It's a bit shy. What, are you making the pate? You're buying a duck liver and you're going to like mince it.
Yeah.
You're going to make a bit of duck
moves. How the fuck are you making
people
duck
make
moves?
Pate in it all the time. What shall I make? Scallops like every other fucker on
how
it.
How are you making duck moose?
What?
That's what it is. That's
you know what, right.
Where's your moosa?
Google how to make pate.
Oh, what's your favourite kitchen appliance? Mine's a moosa.
Just look at it. It's not as hard as you think.
What are you putting in the pate then? Go on, I just make pate.
It'd be that duck liver pate, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that is pate, mate. That is what pate is.
Not all of them are duck liver.
They basically are.
You can get chicken pate.
Yeah, but that's chicken pate. It's not pate. Pate is pate.